You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
G'day, Rob.
All right, how you doing? Right, now then.
No pause for reply?
Nah. Well, no. Nah. Yes, hello.
I'm good, thanks. How are
good,
you?
Good. Are you all right there, Stella?
I'm great. Thanks, Rob.
So we're all good.
We're all good.
Now, this might be a little bit controversial here, and I'm not like that normally.
Spicy take.
Hey. Right, this is going out to all coffee drinkers out there.
Okay. Looking at my coffee.
That's probably a lot of people, isn't
look
it?
Look me in the eyes when you talk to me.
Okay. To say it's impossible to function before that first cup of coffee in the morning is a bit of a borderline cliche, but are those beans really doing the work we think they are to perk us up?
Ooh.
Now, because I know you're really busy and you ain't got time to do it, I actually read this, a study published on June the 28th in the journal Frontiers in Behavioural Neuroscience.
Did you just
I read it three times.
One. Do you get that sent into your mailbox? Does it come directly to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Good
but
on you.
But people that used to live there and I never ever cancelled it. Now, this is my interpretation of what I read, right? You got to understand that.
I like that.
A big caveat before this one.
Absolutely.
Let's go. Yeah.
Right, there's a team based in Portugal found that the experience of consuming coffee may act like a bit of a placebo when it comes to making coffee drinkers feel ready to start the day. A lot of coffee drinkers say their morning cup makes them feel more alert and effective due to its caffeine.
Okay, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
The study looked at coffee drinkers to better understand if the wakefulness depends on the properties of the caffeine itself or if it has to do with the experience of having the first mug or bucket of coffee. Yeah,
mug or bucket.
I was imagining one of those hats in like an American baseball game where they have the chug
the straws,
hats, but just a bucket of coffee.
This is where my interpretation of it might get a bit wobbly.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, we'll strap ourselves in.
So what they basically did, they got coffee drinkers that drank caffeinated coffee and others what drank decaffeinated coffee.
Right,
and they gave them a cup of either or that, and then they hooked them up to all this brain scanning gear.
Ooh.
Right, this is where it gets wobbly. Both groups had the same brain activity going on, right, whether they had caffeine or
decaffeinated,
because apparently there's this part of our brain that's come on this go and have it.
Let's go
function,
on.
Function. Let's have it.
Go on. Let's have it. Function. That's
in
what
the
it's
morning.
Technically called.
Yeah. So they're saying. I mean, we all know that caffeine
when you
can
say,
make you lively.
It's true. I just want to go back to the "let's have it" function in your brain. Is that like "let's have it"? Let's get on with the day,
let's
or is
go
it
on
like
the day.
"catch me in the countdown car park"?
Let's have it.
You know.
Either or.
Okay. Not
no,
necessarily
well, no,
specific.
I mean, it's like, come on, it's gone with the day.
Okay. Right.
And just start a car park.
Sorry, I interrupted you. You were saying it's sort of the same thing, basically?
It's the same thing. So they're saying it doesn't matter whether you have caffeine or not. Caffeine isn't that thing. What gives you the little...
So it's about the routine, maybe?
Yeah, it's maybe the smelling of it, the beans. Because I'm a non-coffee drinker, and I've got to be honest, when we're up here and you're all doing your coffee, I like the smell of it.
Yeah. I love the smell of it. I think the smell is almost...
But the
almost
taste of it
more
makes
enjoyable.
You vomit, but there you go. That's just
see, I'm
me.
Not the same. I do love the taste, but I do think the smell is really nice. Yeah. Do you remember being a kid and like smelling a herbal tea and being like, that smells like the yummiest thing ever? And then drinking it, being like, ugh, what
like
is this?
Vanilla essence. You smell it. Yum, yum.
Oh, no.
you
try drink
not great.
So there you go. I suppose it doesn't really matter, does it, really?
It livens
you up in the morning, but it's not the caffeine.
Well, that's interesting. Definitely, you know, the caffeine definitely does do something to you, but I think that that makes sense because my first coffee always feels like the most satisfying one of the day. The second one just feels like it's a bit of a struggle street morning,
Bean
you
juice.
Know?
Now, I've got something really controversial here. And we've talked about this before, but the question has finally been answered by Heinz UK. They've officially come out and said, for your information, tomato sauce should be kept in the fridge.
Wow.
As opposed to peanut butter should never be kept in the fridge. They didn't say that,
butter.
I did.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's not controversial.
So, there you go.
Heinz says
that. I may know. I mean, I don't eat... I love Heinz tomato sauce. I don't have the other stuff.
Is Watties like subsidiary company of Heinz? Because they have very similar labels.
I think they've just done that to try to make people think it is Heinz.
I know you're English, Rob, so I feel like you're very strongly team Heinz here, but...
Oh, well, Heinz is American, isn't it?
Is it?
I think Heinz is American company. But yeah, I do love the old Heinz.
I think there's enough preservatives in tomato sauce to leave it out.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go against it. I'm sorry.
But I feel like it does it not feel a bit weird to have warm tomato sauce?
No, definitely. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying like there's so much in there.
Yeah,
it's
sure
not just tomatoes.
Not going to go off.
Yeah.
No. All right, important survey time then. Tomato sauce in or out of the fridge, 5395. Bonus points for peanut butter, although I think I'm Team Rob on that. Peanut butter should be in the fridge.
And if you've got any chocolate, freezer.
Chocolate in the freezer?
Yeah, because you always dunk it.
In what?
In a cup of splosh, always.
Yum. Have you got a poem for us this morning, Rob?
No, I haven't. Thanks to Auckland Transport for annoying me because I was going to write a train poem. And then I realised how I got to get here on Saturday and I got angry. Every poem I write had swear words in it, so I'm not doing that.
Okay, so we'll save the coffee up. We've got a lot of coffee texts coming in. Somebody has texted in, Big C has texted in to say an apple in the morning has the same energy and effect as a cup of coffee. We're not fact-checking any of this. You're
according
all
to
right
whom?
Today. I wonder if the non-caffeine drinkers were previously caffeine drinkers. Placebo effect for the non-caffeine drinkers.
Ooh,
it's an interesting
caffeine,
thought.
That's hurting my head.
You know, they're saying like maybe I can't really explain that. What's the song you've picked for us this morning?
Psychopath Dub.
By whom?
Lee Scratch Perry and Mad Professor, my two favourite people, almost apart from you two.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Want to hear about people's source keeping habits? 5395. I am. with headphones, this is a real experience of a song. Big tune. Thank you very much, Rob. That was Psychopath by Lee Scratch Perry and the Mad Professor. We've got a lot of hot takes about tomato sauce coming through here. Apparently, somebody says that Watties took all the preservatives out of tomato sauce, out of their tomato sauce in the 90s, and since then it's supposed to go in the fridge.
I stand corrected.
But then we've also had someone say that there's so much sugar in tomato sauce, it's basically red molasses with food colouring, and so you can put it anywhere and it'll be fine. And the person who was telling us about the preservatives has also said that Heinz does own Watties.
Oh, did
so
they?
So there we go. Thank you very much for letting us know about that.
That's a very knowledgeable text, isn't it?
We've also had someone putting in a swing for Tui Mato sauce being the best out there other than homemade sauce. It is very nice. It's got bits of onion in it.
Oh, I never tried that. I might have to give that a go.
I'll bring it in sometime. Yep. Yeah. I don't know what we'll have it on.
8 a.m. tomato sauce. Mm. A spoon.
A spoon of tomato. Maybe not. Thank you very much, Rob. See you next time.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.